Scott Dundas, thanks for joining us on Morelands Radio. Disappointing afternoon, the result wise, but how do you think your lads played against Macclesfield FC?
I thought, mistakes aside, I thought we battled well, but made too many individual errors. Obviously, cost us goals, and ultimately, you know, they've got a lot of quality, so. It was hard then to get back into it after going 2-0 down after, I think, 25 minutes.
What do you make of their first goal? Because there's a lot of people saying he was offside. Maxfield are obviously saying he's not offside. What was your assessment on the dugout?
Yeah, and I was pretty much in line with it, and it looked like he'd come back from the offside position, then received the ball and still looked a good couple of yards offside. But, you know, you get him and sometimes you don't. And obviously it killed us a little bit because... I thought we'd had a couple of chances there with Ryan Alcott nearly putting us 1-0 up, and then obviously they score that goal and it deflates us a little bit with not being cut open and having a decision like that go against us. Pretty hard to take, but then the mistake for the second goal has totally deflated us. You know, we can't be, especially teams like that, you can't be giving them opportunities to score goals like that. So yeah, very disappointed.
Even at 2-0 down, you've had chances. Kingsley's put one, which looks like it's going wide. They've hooked it back in play, and Saxon's had the shot, and Ernie Afuzu had the shot, which went just over the bar. So you were creating them. It weren't like your heads are completely dropped.
Yeah, it is been the story all season, really. Just in the final third, I think we played 21 games and only scored 27 goals. So, you know, that tells you the story there. You know, we're just not clinical enough in the final third, but hopefully I can address that this week. Got a good squad of lads here. Obviously a lot have stepped up from lower leagues and stuff, and we just need that little bit more experience in and around the dressing room and out on the pitch as well. We can do what we can do from the pitch, but you know, we can't actually do a great deal once a game starts. We'll try and address that this week.
What did you make of the record to Ollie Jepson? It's a rush of blood to the head, but as captain, he should really know better, shouldn't he?
Well, yeah, I think he's been booked for kicking the ball at player twice, you know, and, you know, that's unacceptable. Like you say there, even at 2-0, we come out second half and we were well on top. Like you just said, we had two or three opportunities. If one of them had gone in and made it 2-1, you know, you never know why it'd have happened, but... to then go down to 10 men, obviously you've got to change a lot around when that happens, and it was inevitable they'd get another goal, if not one, obviously. It was very disappointing, and you know, it's unacceptable really, especially with being captain of the team.
You've still got a game in hand and you're just behind the playoff places, so you can still make that push for the end of season playoffs, can't you?
Well, there's 19 games left. You know, we've played all the top four or five away from home, so we've got them all to come down here. Obviously, we've more or less got to play everybody, so, you know, it's definitely in our hands to have a little push now and see where we can be. Obviously, with having a couple of games in hand, we're going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday a lot, so the squad will be important to us.
1,200 here this afternoon. That's a fantastic attendance in non-league football. I know they bring a lot, but you've still got the people of Kidsgrove coming out to cheer on your lads.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard that amount. obviously, 1,200 is quality. Hopefully, it isn't just a flash in the pan where they just come for see the champions elect, and they can actually come and support us over the next couple of weeks as well.
And there was no trouble. I couldn't see any trouble from my position in the fan. So that must be pleasing to see that everyone's behaved themselves and gone home happy regardless of what we've seen on the pitch.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, there shouldn't be any trouble anyway. You just come watch a football match. So that's how it should be.
Yeah, Scott, thank you for your time and we wish you all the best for the season.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Cheers.